Hey again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program with the true conservationists, our state's farm and ranch families. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Conservation, sustainability, water and soil health, and on. Absolutely amazing how the conversations involving production agriculture have changed over the past quarter century. One of the reasons for that change and for the environmental awareness, now such a big part of farming and ranching, is due to the efforts of folks like Jim Ristow, the Director of Sustainability for South Dakota Corn. I mentioned Jim because he reminded us that this is a great time of year to devote one of our radio efforts to cover crops. As we know, cover crops are an integral part of an overall soil health system and will help you obtain all five of the soil health principles. To begin with, cover crops protect the soil surface, which helps maintain soil cover and protection from wind and excessive rains. Those crops help you recreate a workable seed bed for spring planting, which allows for no-till and helps build soil structure. Cover crops prevent weeds and pests and also help reduce the need for commercial fertilizer by increasing nutrient cycling. Another advantage obtained by the use of cover crops is the presence of living roots, which feed the soil for more root exudates captured through photosynthesis. This is how organic matter is built up in the soil. Final soil health principle I should mention is the integration of livestock, because grazing cover crops in cropland helps cycle nutrients more rapidly and keep the biological process working through the cold weather of winter. A simple way to begin is to plant winter rye and corn stubble after silage and then plant soybeans into the rye next spring. Another great way to get started is to establish a cool season grazing cover crop mix after small grain harvest. Finally, I want to put in a plug for an upcoming cropping system tour in Minnehaha County on September 8th. You want more information, just give a call to the office, 334-0100. As always, you folks be safe in your work, and thanks for all that you do.